Tobacco baskets has a number on them, and they would bring the tobacco in on a stick, and then they would slide it off of that stick and round it on the basket, and you'd have a ticket where you'd get the basket number on the ticket and the farmer's name, and that was all that I would do. And then after the crop was unloaded, and then it would be weighed, and then the weighman would put the number of pounds on the ticket. So from there it would go in a line, and the lines would be wide enough apart where people could walk between them, and when they had the sale. And then they have an auctioneer and a ticket marker, and the ticket marker, whoever bought the tobacco, would put the company's initial and what it brought per pound on that ticket. And then someone from the office would come along and, well, to start with, they had human calculators. They could go behind the sale, and if it brought, if it weighed 600 pounds and brought 42 cents a pound, they could, in their head, and then put total dollars and cents that pile of tobacco brought on the sheet. And from there it would be shipped out to a packing, what they call a prizing barn, and it would be put in hogsets and shipped to whatever company bought that or purchased that tobacco. And from there, that completed the process of receiving and selling the tobacco.